I'll set up a scenario during the game. Safety blitz, you're coming free, he doesn't see you, blindside, you're coming full speed. Do you give it all you got, or do you sort of ease up a little bit because it's your old friend Kyle?
Give it all you got. You got to make the play. You got sack, fumble, strip, celebration. Might get fined for the celebration if that's the case.
Did you at all feel any sympathy toward what he went through here, the fact that how it went down, how he left? Is that all coming to mind?
You know, it sucks the turmoil he had to go through, you know, but that comes with being a quarterback. You know, you either you're put on a pedestal or you're walked over, you know, in this league. You're blessed, praised, or, you know, nobody really gives a damn. And it's just unfortunate that became the point and he had to go through that, but I feel like he landed in a great place for himself.
What does he know about your defense? What can he expose on your defense? Can he saw you guys play and practice every day?
Yeah, he knows a lot of the defense. He's been here most of the year.
Does he know your calls, your audibles, your changes, all that business?
Yeah, he probably remembers some of that, most of that. And it wasn't like he was just here for camp. He was here through most of the season and going against us, you know, every day for, you know, 2-3 months.
How do you combat that then?
We got tendencies on him as well, so it's, you know, it's just going to come down to who makes the least amount of mistakes and who makes the plays.
Obviously, you know his tendencies. You want to pressure him. You want to make him uncomfortable in the pocket. He's not fleet of foot.
Oh, no. Definitely, if we can get him to move his feet, it'd be advantageous for us.
Are you worried about any him exposing any personal secrets that you may have?
No. No secrets whatsoever.
Appreciate it.
No problem.